From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block. And this week, our colleague Robert Siegel is joining us from the Middle East.
Thank you, Melissa. We've spent a couple of weeks peeking out through the window of opportunity. I'm broadcasting from Jerusalem, and at this time when peace talks have resumed and the fighting has nearly all stopped, we'll be hearing all week from Israelis and Palestinians. And today we hear from Egyptians. Throughout today's program, we have reports on reform in Egypt and on U.S.-Egyptian relations. We hear what some young Egyptians think of the uncertain job market they face after college and the question of democracy in a country where they've known only one president all their lives. And we have the story of a movie that's being made out of the most popular Egyptian novel of the past few years, a movie that raises questions about criticism of authority in Cairo and how far it can go. First, though, back to Palestinians and Israelis, and NPR's Julie McCarthy.
Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kouraya is facing a crisis. Hanging in the balance is the package of security and political reforms that Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has pledged to enact to help revive the peace process with Israel. Prime Minister Correa's problem arises from the cabinet he proposed. It had almost no new faces, and Palestinian lawmakers said it made a mockery of promises to reform. Inside the legislative chamber yesterday, one lawmaker after another railed against the cabinet Correa had presented. There was nothing new in the new government, went the refrain. Lawmakers said the lineup merely reshuffled many of the same old politicians who had flourished in the Arafat era. Lawmaker Hanana Shrawi said it was not possible to ratify a cabinet that was incapable of implementing the Abbas reform agenda.
We said we need substantive change. We need people who are honest, who are professional, who have integrity, and who are capable, who are able to build institutions and to, you know, create separation of powers.
So today, Prime Minister Correa returned to the Palestinian Legislative Council, hustled in under tight security. Correa promised to withdraw the 23-minister list he offered yesterday and present a cabinet made up of so-called technocrats, people with expertise rather than political connections. Lawmakers hailed the compromise as an important exercise in checks and balances. Minister for Negotiations Affairs Saab Erekat downplayed the high-stakes political ruckus.
I believe what we're watching is the natural growth of Palestinian democracy. Get used to it. This is what democracy is all about.
Palestinian columnists have suggested it's also about the legislative elections in July and the fact that every lawmaker wants to be seen as a reformer, especially at a time when reform holds the promise of moving the Palestinians closer to peace with the Israelis. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.